RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Simpa del juego, with some more on of your fan. Tune in and hear what's brewing. The list that's also there. A controversy in the air. Opinions flying high. Sean's got the scoop, don't miss out. Give it a try. From the top to the bottom, the rankings are alive. Every week a new surprise, keeping listeners revived. So grab your sombrero, join the fun, don't be late. Cinco de five.
Another terribly long Evan song.
It's always great.
Don't worry, for those who hate these songs, we're going to fade that down. We've encouraged Evan to make the Cinco de Luncho a much shorter, punchier song.
Yes, make it quick and easy and to the point.
Yeah, Tiki's working hard in the executive producer room, so we should have that all squared away about a week from today. All right, Cinco de Five was brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. So yesterday, I found myself very frustrated throughout the day as an NFL fan, mainly around the idea of the way the Giants-Raiders coverage was and the fan base there. I had issues all over the place. I mean, just here simply, as the season comes to an end, Tiki, five ways to fix the NFL. All right?
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
I'm convinced of this more than ever with the more games these teams play. I think the quarterback room should have a different salary cap than the rest of the roster. This is something actually that people brought up a couple years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I could see it because some of these quarterbacks are starting to make...
It's crazy.
Like a third of the, eighth or fifth of the cap. It's just, it's insane.
And you have to pay your quarterback if they're even somewhat competently good.
Yes.
It's asking a lot to pull away. And if you have a starter that's going to gobble up that much money, maybe that means you pay less to a backup. Like, it still affects you that way. You want to carry three quarterbacks, all of that. You get a quarterback on a rookie scale, whatever. But there has to be a way to handle that cap number and not have it hurt the rest of your roster. And here we go.
Number four.
I'm done with the same teams playing 2 of 3 weeks. I know we debated this last week or two weeks ago. Think about this. The Eagles are playing the Commanders to close out the year. They played the Commanders 2 weeks ago on that Saturday. Now, that was the NFC Championship game a week ago. We never even got an early season revisit of the NFC Championship. The Commanders end up stinking this year.
Right.
Two useless games. The Giants have been in this spot in years past. I'm okay loading up division games in the back half of the year. But everybody should play at least one division game in the first 2 months of the year as well.
Well, now that you think about it, that replaying of the championship game would have been so much more interesting in the first four.
Right. Or instead of Dallas on Thursday night.
Right. Even forget that, you know, both these teams turned out to stink. Just, it's still fresh in your mind.
Exactly.
In week three or four.
It is so, Tiki, this is like, so simple.
Honestly, let's be real. If the season... Let's just say the Commanders were somewhat good.
Mm-hmm.
Not terrible, but not great either. Would it matter that this is a rematch of the NFC Championship game if this game was happening last week or two? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. The NFL
is too far away from when it actually happened.
And this is not new to the NFL. They keep doing this with divisions every year. They're trying to guess based off last year, which is a mistake.
Right.
Just play. Everybody should have a division game versus all of their division teams done by Halloween. Those first 8 weeks... You play three division games, and then you want to load up post-Thanksgiving with three more division games. I'm fine with that.
Right.
You got to stop having these teams play 2 out of 3 weeks. It's ridiculous. Matter of fact, the Eagles and Giants this year did it, but it was in the middle of the year.
Right.
How stupid is that? All right, here we go.
Number three.
More than ever again, I'm in on the double bye week. You need 2 bye weeks in the NFL. Mm. These teams are too beat up.
Yeah.
Every week you're looking at these injuries. Fine, if that's the way that gives the NFL their extra week of the regular season without playing an extra game, if that dilutes a little bit of the pools in some of the mid-season games and have a couple less games on the board, fine. Double buys. I think these teams need 2 weeks off at different points in the year, Tiki.
You agreed. Look, it's season's getting long, and I don't want to say they're getting softer.
But they're not allowed to play through injuries anymore.
They're not allowed to play through injuries, so...
That's it. That helps.
They need more rest.
No doubt. All right. This one really pissed me off.
Number two.
What happened this weekend on Sunday was a disgrace. We have to stop playing five games before we even get to NFL Sunday. We had three games on Christmas and two games on Saturday. You want to gobble up and be pigs on Christmas Day and play three games? Then you also can't have two Saturday games. Tiki, we had 2 4 o'clock games yesterday.
I know.
The loser bowl between the Giants and Raiders and Bills Eagles. 2 4 o'clock games and not a big inventory at 1 o'clock because before football's meant to be played on Sunday. Five games happen on this weekend before we get to Sunday. It's too much.
Yeah. Yeah, it just made Sunday not feel right.
No.
Now, granted, if you're kind of in our position, meaning teams that stink, it was actually nice.
Well, to have it spread out.
Just to have it spread out so you weren't, it didn't feel like you had to watch everything. Sunday or Christmas Day, you just watched accidentally.
Yeah, it was in the background.
It was just in the background. Saturday, I guess you're into it. But Sunday just kind of felt easy.
Yeah, I ended up missing both games Saturday because I was at the Ranger Islander game, and I was like, I'm missing NFL games that are important, and the Sunday games stink. One more quick note before I get to number one. I just want to credit for Christmas Day because I've been the like anti-play the NFL on Christmas Day thing. Those games stunk, but if you're going to play on Christmas Day, do what you did at 4:30 Eastern game when Snoop Dogg had that halftime show. It was Snoop Dogg. It was Lainey Wilson. It was the K-pop Demon Hunters. Martha Stewart intro the
Bocelli
whole thing.
Bocelli and his kid.
Yeah, Andre Bocelli and his kid. And they were doing like Christmas songs in and out. That was better than some of the Super Bowl halftimes I've seen the last 10 years. It was awesome.
Because it was entertaining and had everything.
Had everything and brought the family together on the TV. So if you're going to play these games on Christmas, I need more of that. More of that. All right, last but not least.
Number one.
We've had callers call on this, give different ideas. The NFL is the only draft going without a lottery.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for a lottery.
Mm.
They allowed their league-run pregame shows to hype up how important the loser of the Giants-Raider game was all day yesterday.
Yep.
And again, for all of you that sat down and you didn't have the game on the fan, maybe you were watching on TV, moments before the ball is kicked, Kevin Harlan's scene setter was, based on the results of the 1 o'clock games, a Giants loss will clinch the number one pick. And the ball gets kicked in the air, and as a fan, you're supposed to do what with that
info? Yeah.
Not root for your team to lose?
Lose.
And then the Giants win, and then the quarterback's playing great. I hated yesterday as a Giant fan.
No, it was
because
bad.
I'm doing the sensible thing. I'm happy that Jackson Dart is. Then I feel like guilty because they should be losing. And to me, your fan is your consumer. Forget what the players say. The fan should not be put in a spot where at any point in the year, they are rooting for losses. And if that means lottery balls and you're rooting for losses on your own because you want more lottery balls, that's fine. I've learned in the NBA, that doesn't matter.
No. It doesn't even work, really.
Give me a lottery so I know that no matter what, you're not officially losing the number one pick with a loss yesterday.
Yeah. No, because that's what drove you crazy as a fan, because you finally wanted to cheer for a team that put a complete game together. Now, look, the first couple drives were rough for both teams.
Both teams, right.
It was just a punt fest, and it was ugly, and then all of a sudden the Giants found their stride, and you don't want to feel bad about it.
No, Dean Belton picks the pass yesterday. I can't even high five. It's like, oh,
right. But dude, there was so much good in that game.
Yeah.
Just good things that happened from the design of Brian Burns' sack, which was just awesome. Mm-hmm. He had three down linemen and two bubble backers, and you didn't know where they were blitzing.
Right.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I just kind of did all this twisting, and Brian Burns comes untouched, and Geno Smith had no shot. The Dane Belton interception was... it ended up being a version of Tampa 2, but it looked like, I don't know, maybe what they playing, cover zero? Yeah. You had five guys across the board, and all of a sudden everybody's running to different spots.
No, Charlie Bowlen's been more aggressive.
Oh, he's been, but not even just aggressive, he's been intelligent. And by the way, it was simple. Like he just got into basically Tampa 2.
Mm-hmm.
Dane Belton was what should have been the dropping linebacker. Right. Instead, he was inverting. He was coming down. He was the incoming down linebacker, and he picked off that pass from Geno Smith. And when I went back and watched it, I was like, that is so simple, yet so well designed.
Yeah, and kept Geno a little confused in the moment.
100%.
And it was just, again, it was just brutal. I couldn't take it as a fan having to feel like that. It was insane.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.